So they wanted to set up, it'll be a Rashi Prokem because it's a big noisa. Then you know, of Purim, Hippel Pur, the whole Purim is called Hashem, Pur al Shem Agor. The girl is a Hecher Zach, it's a Dova Shemaimi, the Inan of a girl. What was Haman trying? Hippel Pur. Pur is a girl used to make a new kippur with the soil Hashem and the soil Azazel. Pur means that you're Tantantali on the Hanhoga Shalamala. So what's the Inan? The Haman was trying to hit the Pur, and the whole Purim is called Hashem the Pur. So that's the song that we have to understand. Also, the Inan of every time it says Melech, is Melech, Melech, and Lochim, every Melech Stam. Achashverosh was a Melech, he was Melech Bekippa, he ruled the whole world. He ruled the whole world, he was in charge of the Hanhoga Sa'ilam. We have to understand what the significance is of Achashverosh being Melech Bekippah, and every time the importance of the Malchus being this gala, the Indian of Malchus over here. And also, Stam interesante, Yom Kippurim is Kippurim. Both on Yom Kippur, both on Purim, we see a big dogish on Indian of Achdus and Klal Yisrael. Ein Yom Kippurim Meratze, Anshi Faisis Chaber. Everyone has each other mechila erev Yom Kippur. Should be erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. If a person's got an aber, it should be an adin lachaber. So Chayri has to ask before Rosh Hashanah, what's the Indian of Dafke asking in erev Yom Kippur? It's mashma you can't go into Yom Kippur for Ein Yom Kippur Mechape, Achi Ratzes Chaber. Why is Dafke the Indian of Hepecha Kapara, the Indian that's noiged, that opposes the whole Indian of Yom Kippur and of Stam of Rosh Hashanah? Or some Purim, all the mitzvahs of Purim are the Indian of Shlachmonis Ishle Re'eus, Ava, Reus, Matonis Levyonim, Mishta V'Simcha is Bechlal, a place where you can get together. It's a Mishta, it's a Simcha, people to get together. What's the Indian why Dafka, Achdus and Klal Yisrael, both been a get to Purim and both been a get to Yom Kippur? But the Indian is, it's a very tifa Indian. The Indian is, we know that the Nefesh is Levushim called Machshova, Dibur and Maisa. And Hogas HaMalchus is Beke in Dibur. Like the Pasuk says, Dabel HaMelech Shultoin. Before Rosh Hashanah we say, Yad Be'er Amim Tachteinu. Yad Be'er Amim Tachteinu, El Umim Tachas Ragleinu, Yad Be'ez Milashim Dibur. Dabel HaMelech Shultoin. A king speaks. King speaks, and his Dibur is Malchus. His Dibur is the Bechina of the Malchus. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is Krishna. Krishna, you have to speak. You have to say Krishna. Shema, we learn our Hashma, the Oznim, Hashem, the Moitzim Yepiv. You have to speak. Speaking is the Anhag of Malchus. And then the king speaks, and then people do. And that's the Indian of Dibur. That's the Indian of Dibur. Indian of Dibur and Indian of Maisa. So Malchus is the Anhag of Malchus. Dibur is the Anhag of Malchus. And Anhag of Sa'ilam. Is Adidei the Malchus Shemaim, is Adidei the Indian of Dibur. The Boenishlam gave Asaris of Dibris. That's the Indian of the world, is the Nanhogas Oilam. The world runs. Hashem rules the world and the world runs. Not be Nanhogas of Malchus. Malchus is the Ara, Kei Malchus is the Rekia. So Malchus is the Ara, Malchus Shver, she's Moilach Bekipo. He rules over the whole Oilam. And Malchus is the Ara, Kei Malchus is the Rekia. So Megillas Esther corresponds to the Nanhog of the world. But that's only taking care of Dibur and Maisa. There's Machshava as well by the Rebbein Shloinim. What's the Machshava by Rebbein Shloinim? Yisrael Olo L'Machshava Tchila. Yisrael Olo B'Machshava Tchila. That's the Anhog of the Rebbein Shloinim. That's the Machshava of Rebbein Shloinim. Yisrael is in the Machshava of Hashem. But Rishis, it's the Rishis, that's Bishul Yisrael Shnikru Rishis. That's L'Mala than Anhog of Soina. The first Rashi in the Torah, is the Goyim Kam Koyach Mas of Hingid Liyama Losin Lacham Goyim. They say Klal Yisrael Ahin and Ahet Ogeretz Yisrael. He says, no, Hashem, what's that going to do with the beginning of the Torah? That's going to do Bereishis. Reishis is Machshava. Machshava is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's got Klal Yisrael. How does that fit into the Anhogas Ha'olam? The Omus Ha'olam come with Tainus. Kefid Anhogas is Pasnish is Geitnish. Now we're in Machshava. Machshava, there's only Klal Yisrael in there. Whatever there's machshava, whatever it's a yoima machshava, zmana machshava, goes no entry. They're shach to the anhogas oilam avada. Achshverish is the king. There's machuzi da'ara. And that's shaykh to the king. Shaykh to the anhogas ha'olam, and the way the Rebbein Shalom runs the world. Hashem is mislabish through midas, through anhogas ha'olam. I'm being malbish of the Kabbalah de kemusogim. The Zerampin is the inin of the anhogas ha'olam. And then there's midas, and there's kol mine zachen. But there's machshava. And the machshava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael together. Shabbos is soif maiseh b'machshava tchila. Shabbos is the year of machshava. You're not allowed to do maiseh on Shabbos. You're not allowed to speak really on Shabbos either. Because she tears the davar divrei Torah. Shabbos is the year of machshava. Shabbos is a yom when Klal Yisrael meets the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kula Yisrael. Shpitz of Shabbos is Shalashudas. Shalashudas is Yidua Kenegad the Kodesh Kedoshim. Three Sudas Kenegad the three Chelkei HaMishkan. And Shalashudas, Shabbos Mincha, we say Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad Mikamach Yisrael. Goy Echad Baretz. The Goy Echad Baretz with the Ata Echad, that's together. That's the Machshava. So Shabbos is not allowed to talk. And that's connected to Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim also not allowed to talk. The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur made a set of tefillin in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He went out of the Kodesh Kedoshim. There's no dibur in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim is with Machshava. That's why you have to be very careful with your Machshavas in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's the Machshava Elyona. If your machshava there is not matim with the machshava elyona, you're in trouble. It's the yom which is machshava. That's lemala than hogas oilam. Mitzad than hogas oilam, there can be tzaras for Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom. There's a chor in Beis Hamikdash. But when they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, they saw that the kruvim were ma'urin zeh b'zeh. It's lemala than hogas. Anything changed in a machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avad nisht. The kruvim ma'urin zeh b'zeh. It's the place where Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol upon him upon him. That's the ma'al of an anhoga. That's the makam of machshava. Kodesh Kedoshim is the makam of machshava. That's the place. It's Shabbos boif and Klali is the makam of machshava. Shal Shulis Bechlal is the makam of machshava. That makam is a makam of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. What gets you into that makam? The goyrel. A goyrel is a hecher anhoga. It's anhoga which is lamala than anhoga. And the soil Hashem, you made a goyrel, the soil Hashem is done as nizrak into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The coin goes in that with the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the soil Azazel is away. That's the birra. There's no goyim allowed in the Mokum and Machshava. Soil Azazel left. Soil Hashem go right in. You go into Mokum and Machshava. A goy is allowed to keep Shabbos? Vadanisht. Mokum HaMachshava, there's Yisrael Olam HaMachshava Tchila. There's no Mokum for anybody else. Shabbos is no Mokum for anybody else. Kodesh Kedoshim is no Mokum for anybody else. So maybe the Goyrel, the Maidan Yom Kippurim, decided who belongs in there and who doesn't belong in there. Because the Goyrel means it's a Hecher Anhoga. It's Anhoga Shalamala. It's a Hecher Anhoga. It's Anhoga Shalamala. Mitzad Anhoga Shalamala. It's only Klal Yisrael. That's the Indian of Goyrel. That's the Sod. Of Yisrael Olam Achshava Tchila, that's the Sod of Yom Kippur. It's a Hecher Anhoga, it's an Andrew Sod Anhoga. What's in the Anhoga, what's there? Achshava Dehama Shalbon Yishlam loves Klal Yisrael. No. If Yidin don't love each other, there's a Pesach for the Anhoga Leona. The Anhoga Leona is in Achshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kohen Gadol has to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Kohen Gadol can go into the Kodesh, what's in the Gal and the Gal in the Kodesh Kedoshim? A kruvim, upon him, between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. No, a yid who's got a yid who makes tzoros for other yidin. He's got a cheshbon in there. He's got a credit in the makom haMachshava. Ain't yom kippur mechapa shiratz es chavera. If you're in anhoga, which is lamala than anhoga, then there's an ato echad, and there's a goy echad. There's period in Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom. There's no goy echad. You can't get up to that machshava. Can't get up to the Mal and Hagar. Hamalik is Makatrig. Yesh Ne'amecha Mefuzah Mefarid Bein Amen. Mefuzah Mefarid means he's mastered the Hagar Elyon. How has he mastered the Hagar Elyon? But Yesh Ne'amecha Mefuzah Mefarid Bein Amen. He thinks he can undermine. He thinks he can penetrate into that makom haMachshava and be poigim over there in that makom haMachshava. He wants to make a gzera to destroy Klal Yisrael by tearing them away from that, from the Rebbein Shalom's machshava. So he makes a goyel. By making a goyel, What did that fool do? He was Pesach Pesach for the Machshov of Hashem. He opened Anhoga, which is Hechel Anhoga, to destroy Klal Yisrael. V'napoichu. What's there in that Machshova? Rabbi Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, that whatever happens, there can be a Chorm Beis HaMikdash. Here in the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim are destroying the Beis HaMikdash and the Kruvim and Ma'urin Zebezeh. You're being Ma'ured Anhoga El Yerneh by making a poor, by making a Goyro in order to destroy Klal Yisrael. Don't you realize that you've just opened the Pesach for us? Thank you very much. A big shkoyach for your efforts. He was Pesach Pesach to the Machshava Tchila. It's the Goyrel that sends the Goy to the Lazozel. Lazozel is Doch Esof. The soil Lazozel is Medrash is Esof. And the Goyrel is Megala, the only Kalal Yisrael goes in, only there Shach to the Machshava. The whole nest started B'yom HaShvi, K'toyv Lev HaMelech B'yoyim. B'yom HaShvi, says the Gemara, was on Shabbos. When Yidin HaMasyachi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the Yom HaMachshava. Shabbos is the Hechra HaNhoga. Shabbos is where the HaNhoga goes higher than Achashverosh. Achashverosh is the Melech of the whole world. The HaNhoga's Oilem is for Shitta Al Fashnin, for 6 days of the week. Look what happens to Achashverosh on Shabbos. B'yom HaShvi, K'toyv Lev HaMelech B'yoyin. There the whole thing started. When you're going up to Shabbos, you're going to Hechra HaNhoga, that's higher than Achashverosh's HaNhoga. Adarava, then Achashverosh suddenly saw that he's not even in control. Everything's being sown for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That's B'yom HaShvi. The whole Melech B'Kippah, the whole Melech B'Kippah B'Achashverosh is the Shitta Alfa Shnin, it's only the Sheishes Yimei HaMaisim. There, against the Redden, against the Machen, then there's an Ahog of the Oilam, you're the Melech B'Kippah. Machus Adara came, Machus Rekia, you can make Gezeres, Gevaltik. But B'yom HaShvi, K'toy B'Melech, when he was in Mo'era, the Nekuda El Yoyna, the Ahog El Yoyna of Shabbos, of the Machshove El Yoyna, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of Klal Yisrael. There Hashem is taking care of Klal Yisrael. That's the Darga of Shabbos, that's the Darga of Yom Kippur. That's the Darga that Haman was Pesach. But Hippel Pur, Hura Goyo, makes a Pura to destroy Klal Yisrael. Shaita Sheba'ilo. That Pura only is Megala, the godless of Klal Yisrael. It's only Megala, you Megala, the crew of the Murim Zebiza. That's what Haman was Megala. He was Megala the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's where the whole Danapachu comes from. He tried to be Me'orer, Ahanhoga El Yoyna, Hechavid Ahanhoga Zoylom, in order to destroy Klal Yisrael, and he took it was Pesach that, and from there came the Yeshua. That's the Danapachu. Ashishlu Yehudim, Hehav Senehim. We have all the goyim only go as far as Anhoga Zoylom. They have a muzzle. They're tachas a muzzle. A muzzle Yisrael. They're tachas a muzzle. They're tachas Anhoga Zoylom. As long as you stay with Achashverosh, you stay on that level, there can be a gzera against Klal Yisrael as well. If you're ma'or the Anhoga El Yaina, then you save Klal Yisrael. Shkoyach. Same thing happened with Moshe Rabbeinu about the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu was ma'or Anhoga El Yaina. As you do a ein mazel Yisrael is ein mazel Yisrael. And ein is that Anhoga El Yaina. Ein mazel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said v'im ein. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Megala that Shoyrash. So was Haman. We know that Mordechai and Moshe Rabbeinu share the same Madrega. He thought that in the Petirus Moshe Rabbeinu, he would be able to destroy Klal Yisrael. Well, it was Megala that he brought out the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was Megala the latest Moshe. He was Megala the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Megala to reveal Anhoga El Yoyna of Klal Yisrael. And Anhoga El Yoyna of Klal Yisrael is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael always together. On Am Echad. A Goyach of Baruch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole Purim is al-shem that he was Pesach. The whole Purim is al-shem at Gilu Danogal Yonah. And that's why Yom HaKippurim, Kippurim. Purim is a gilui of the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's a gilui that even in Anhogas HaOlam, there can be a Chor B'Mis HaMikdosh, but the Kruvim are still Ma'urim. There can be Gzeri L'Harag L'Hashved in terms of Anhogas HaOlam. But if you Megale, the higher Anhogah, the Hecher Anhogah, as you can do that. And the more Achdus there is in Kalal Yisrael, the more you Megale. Leich Knois is Kol HaYehudim. We have to be Megale here. Anhogah HaGayna. Haman opened up for us Anhogah HaGayna. Let's be Be'achdus together, Ki Ishachot B'Leivachot. And then we'll be Zoychot V'Anhogah HaGayna, but you can't be Machved HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Kalal Yisrael. That's LaYehudim HaYisrael B'Simcha B'Sosn B'Kor, B'Kor Eilu Tfilin. And the Boinshlam's tefillin is Mikam Chisrael Goyachad Boretz. And then our tefillin, it's Shmaisvan Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Hanogah Elyona. That's why you mustn't speak between the tefillin Shel Yad and the tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad, Okeneged, the Yad, the Koyach, the Hanogah, the Manhigus. And the tefillin Shel Rosh, Okeneged, the Hecherad, Okeneged, the Hanogah Elyona. And we're Mekasher, the Anhogah down here to the Anhogah Elyona. That's the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Don't get Dibur involved. We're going straight up to Machshava over here. No, so the Goyim, they can make Melchomos, they can make Melchomos over Roch Al Amoret Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'Yorim Mekos, says the Gemara Brachos, Eilu Tefillin Shel Rosh. When you wear Tefillin Shel Rosh, you're Megale Machshava Elyona. We know Tefillin is Mekusha to Shabbos. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is the same thing. Tefillin is an ois. Oisi beini ubein b'nei Yisrael. Oisi le'oilam. Tefillin is the ois beini ubein b'nei Yisrael. Shabbos is the ois beini ubein b'nei Yisrael. You wear tefillin, you're Megala Shabbos. The Goyim are Megala America. The Yidin are Megala Shabbos. The Yidin are Megala Danoga Elyona. The Spitz of Purim was tefillin. Lahudim oisa oira v'simcha v'sosin v'ikoa v'ikoa eva tefillin. It's the highest Anhogah. It's the Anhogah where we mevatel Anhogah down here to the Anhogah Elyon of Machshavah. And then we're Zoycha to the Anhogah Elyon of Yisrael Olu B'Machshavah Tchila. And when Megala that Yisrael Olu B'Machshavah Tchila, is then the Rebbein Shalom cannot retie the Kshartim. The Kshartim lo yisad yidecha. Why you retoy to his Bein Nech? There's a Kshira going on over there. And then, inside that, Klal Yisrael, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Indian of Kruven Zev, Morin Zev, Zev. That's a Hanhog Elyona. If you Megala the Hanhog Elyona, then you're safe. But for that, you need Achdus. You can't get into Yom Kippur, you can't get into the Kodesh Kedoshim without Klal Yisrael being a Goyach. Same thing with the Gili of Purim. The Gili of Purim is a Gili of Shlachmonis Ishle Re'eus, Ava and Re'eus together. Mishte v'Simcha, Yidin Tzazaman, Yidin together. That's Megala than Hogel Yoyna. When there's this Galas than Hogel Yoyna, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Kaviyochel are so tight together, even B'Shaz Chorban are so tight together. From Urin Zeh B'Zeh. It's the Mele that never destroyed, Chas V'Shol. Haman was Megala this. He's the Benah. He was Goran that Benah Pechu. The goy she shov as chayv miso, it's Megala than Hogel Yoyna, it's goy v'horgo v'horgo b'goyim. There's no mocking for anybody else up there. Going a step even deeper, we know that the gilui, the dibor is only a gilui of really what the machshava is. Even though the umas ha'olam and the koyach, even though there's a hanhogas ha'olam, there's a bechina zeir ampin, and Rabban Shlomo lets the goyim have a hanhogas ha'olam, he gives them the dibur, gives them a bechina's maisa. But one thing we know that is going to have to come to it, soif maisa is going to have to come with machshavah tchila. And Rabban Shlomo is going to be sibah mesoiviv that it's going to be nizgala that everything in their hanhogah was letzorech klal Yisrael. That's going to be the gilui of the machshava in the dibur. Malchus is dibur, but it's going to be nizgala that even the kings who had the hanhoga, this is teeth, even the kings that had the hanhoga were still working on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It was a gilui of the machshava, and the machshava is Yisrael. Hashem's got one thing, machshava Yisrael, and there's hanhoga down here. But that hanhoga, which is dibur, is there to be megala the Rebbein Shlomo's machshava. It might take a long time. It might be only at the Soif Meisah that it's going to be nisgala the machshava tchila, but it's going to be nisgala. That's mamish Megillas Esther. That's mamish Megillas Esther. When you see how everything that was happening by Achashverosh was all the mice are coming to be part of Akadosh Baruch Hu's plan. It was all the Tzarech Yisrael. And that's why all those going in the beginning of the Masechta Avodah Zarah, those going, they're going to say, we did all these things with Tzarech Yisrael. Because then when it's going to be Nizgala, then Hogel Yonah, there's just Klal Yisrael, the only way for Goy to chab on to latch on if he did something with Tzarech Yisrael. So the old Sadi is going to say that they did things with Tzarech Yisrael. For many of them, it's going to be too late. So Purim is a day where we go up into Hogel Yonah. That's the Indian of the Hippel Pur. That's the Indian of the Goyrel of the Hippel Pur. That's Pur. That's Goyrel. There's a Hecha and Hoga, and that is Machshava. Machshava is Yisrael Olu Machshava Tchil. We have to climb into the Olam Machshava. Every Yidastar Shaykh is the Olam Machshava. There's Dibor, but there's Maisa. The closest Kesha Yid can have with the Rebbein Shalom is when the Yid is Misboidei, the Yid is goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim and spends time by Machshava with the Rebbein Shalom. That's the importance of Achtus and Klal Yisrael. Achtus and Klal Yisrael, when you see the Achtus and Klal Yisrael, you megala the Soid of the Hanhogel Yoyne. Matcha Tzadik, it says Ish Yehudi Hoya. The Medrash says Yehudi Yehudi, Yechidi, Ish Yechidi Hoya. He was somebody that brought the Klal Yisrael together. He was somebody that through him it was Nisgala, through him it was Nisgala the Hagel Yonah. He had the koyach of bringing Klal Yisrael together to being Megala the Enyan of Tefillin. Yeah, no, there was a help after the Achtus of that Tzeres yesterday. After the Achtus, she was Zeuch attacked the Hagel Yonah. She was Zeuch, the Rebbein Shalom should send all the Goyim and all our Soinim that way, and to bring the Yidin into the Makora Machshava Tchila. We're already holding by the Sof Maisa. Adar is the end of the year. It's the Soif. It's the Soif Maisa. It's a Pel de Gazach. The whole Indian of to be Masmich Geula le Geula. Why we prava Adosheni? Why we celebrate Adosheni in Elipia in order to be Masmich Nes Masmich Geula le Geula is in that Nisan was Nizgala the Shoresh of Machshav of Klal Yisrael about this Kesha. And this is called Kaim Hashem Bnei Bechayr Yisrael. Nisan was Kachugim Halaloi David Zora Halaloi David Zora. The Anhogas Oilam Klal Yisrael Nuschusim Vat Erio in the area. It was Mitzad Anhogas Oilam Pari was the king and Klal Yisrael Shunta Gonat. It was Nisoyre the Machshav of Tchila. That's what was Nisoyre. And we discussed this barichas regarding Makas Bechoyres. Bechoyres Rishis. Rishis is Machshava. Bnei Bechoyri Yisrael is Megala the Rabbein Shalem Sanhoga with Klal Yisrael Mitzad. The Machshava the Rabbein Shalem has with Klal Yisrael. That's Bnei Bechoyri Yisrael. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and Nisan Legamri completely Namala and Hogas Oyla. There wasn't an Hogas Oyla. It all started from there. It started again from all the way back from Machshava to get Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So the smichas of Adar to Geula is the smichas of being oila to the Inyan of Machshava and bringing the Anhoga Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can save Yidin. And Nisan is the Chodesh of Nisim. Nes is not the regular Anhoga. A regular Anhoga is Anhoga that's Melubish and Teva. That's the Inyan of Anhoga, the regular Anhoga. And Nes is Lamal on Anhoga. And the Bon Shalom makes Nisim for Klal Yisrael. He's Megala that there's a Machshava that's Hecha, there's an Anhoga, which is a Hecha Anhoga. That's an Anhoga of Nes, or an Enim in Amidah. When you're in the Makam of Machshava, then there's no Medida of Hagbalah. No Medida of Hagbalah, there's an Inyan of Nes. That's the Inyan to be Masmich, the Geula of Thing, to the Geula of Purim, to the Geula of Nisan. And Nisan is Megala, and Nisan Nigul, and Nisan Asidi Nigol. In other words, Chodesh Adar is the Soif Maisa, and Chodesh Nisan is the Machshava Tchila. So Chodesh Adar is the Hachona, it's ready at the Soif Maisa, so it's the Hachona ready, we're ready Megala the Oiris of the Machshava Tchila. And Nisan is Mamish, the Chodesh of the Machshava Tchila. So Shvizorcha Metz Hashem to the Machshava Tchila, Shvizorcha to the Nisim, כמייצז חום ארץ יצרים, את מצרים, הראינו נפלויס, רבוין שלום מדו, נפלויס וכלל ישראל, רבוין שלום loves כלל ישראל, and especially after כלל ישראל portrayed and revealed such achtus as yesterday, is רבוין שלום שבמקבלו לתפילס, and he should bring the גאולה השלם המיתס מערב ימי ועומד. Yid, what Yid can do with his machshava, Yid can do with machshava, and it's not being mative to other Yid, and it's so powerful to be mative to other Yid. Help to brochen a Yid, to regala, you know. But to be no Dorish, no Mekayim, this is the right thing to go to the Tzchassan now. Sameach ala Yidin, to Toivus ala Yidin. See the biggest tzaddikim, the biggest things they were doing is Chodsh Gitzitin a Yid, help that Tzabrach an a Yid, be Mesameach a Yid, bring Simcha to a Yid. This is all because these people are Shach to the Hogel Yerin, and these people are Dovuk to the Bnei B'chayur Yisrael. They're Dovuk to the Hogel Yerin. And the Hogel Yerin is the Rebbein Shalom about Erim V'Erim. Rebbein Shalom did so much for Yidish Kinder. So much we were disgusting to look at. At the Erev Erev Everlet was possessed with the Ma'ich. Oy Melach with the Ma'ich Chayiv. Oy Melach with the Ma'ich Chayiv. Full of blood is. And the Rebbein Shlomo came. The Rebbein Shlomo was cleaned us. And the Rebbein Shlomo was showing us to him that when he is Mo'ered and Hagel Yoina that he took us out of Mitzrayim. We want to be Zeicha for them. Hagel, we should Ma'hu Afato. Just like Rebbein Shlomo loved every Yid that was born, took care of every Yid, amidst the Tumah, amidst the Erim Erim, amidst the Memtet Shari Tumah, Rebbein Shlomo still was Megala Zach Chavivis. We Megala such Chavivis to Yidin, even to Chaitim, and even to... Then we Megala that same Hoga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out with the Mitzrayim, and then we bring the Gula Shleim. That was the sod of the Tzadikim. We need to talk Gitzah Yidin, to Megala the Toibi Yidin, Sameach Yidin. Rabbi Trevor once said by them it was always been a Ramat thing. Ramat Chaliyah was the you have to read that it's a very very tifa discussion that then Ramat Chaliyah was by the Rebbe. There's a whole pages and pages on it. If you get that book from Elitov, I told you about that sefer. So if you get that sefer, the Moedig sefer, you have to get a new sefer from Elitov. Somebody I saw it in the it's in the Prima Palace. I should go to the sefer tonight. But somebody said they've got the whole with the beer. They had a whole conversation about the Milus of Klal Yisrael, about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, about the Rebbein Shlomo loves Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbe was mamish pushing in Ramat Chaliyah into a corner. They're both talking about the chashivas of it, but you see from the whole conversation the hecher Avos Yisrael that the Rebbe had was you know Shein Kedug Mosay. He was mechadosh the Inyan Mseida, Makarav Yidin Avada, Makarav Yidin. It goes without saying. Goes without saying. I just want to build this one that's such a discussion that comes out every week. There's a booklet, discussions, pages about all different things from Baruch Shabbos. He was talking about they asked him about the Rabbanim coming out against smoking. So he said, smoke, whatever. He said, smoking is refus aguf. How much more we have to be oisik with refus anefesh. Everything, he was so caring. These Yidin are living beyond the Anhogas Oilam. They're living in the Machshava Tchila. They're not in the Shaykh, not to tell them a Maisa, not to tell them anything. They're Shaykh to the Oilam Machshava. They're Dovuk to the Rebbein Shalom all the time. They see the Rebbein Shalom is Avos Yisrael. They see Tutbei, the Rebbein Shalom, the Yid is not in the right matzav. They were saying these things. The Chiddush was by him, even Gashbe Gashmi is to be good to Yid. The Goydel Machshava, the Goydel of thing of helping at Tzibroch and Yid by smiling, by giving him to eat, by Toive Gashmis to a Yid. How great, you know, like people underestimate what it means to Tia Toiva Tayid. Shlachmonis ish l'reyeo, matonis l'abyayinim. What's a shlachmonis? Two little things, sent to a Yid, it's mitzvah zayim apurim. Shlachmonis ish l'reyeo. All the goydel, like yichudim that could be in shlachmonis, matonis l'abyayinim, mishta v'simcha, having Yidin around you. Kum da Pesach, kol dich ben yetzav yechol, nechol b'chabura, es fleisch tzazamen. Avada, the Rebbein Shlomo was Megala Da'an Hoga. Who gave us to eat in Mitzrayim? Tachasat Apua Ereticha, Tachasat Apua Ereticha, Rebbein Shlomo fed us and he opened rocks for us to give us Nevash and the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nevash and Chalomish. That's Da'an Hoga. And that's how he's looking at the Machshava. That's the thieves. That's Chus Mashiach that came Mokan. Beis Hashem. Okay, Ari.